KSRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Air travelers need to pack a big dose of patience today. FlightAware says about 900 flights have been canceled and nearly 1,800 have been delayed. This New York resident was trying to fly home from North Carolina.
Yeah, I've got to get back today. I've got work tomorrow with a pretty full schedule. You know, we talked about renting a car, but the reality is we're just chasing the storm up the entire East Coast. So, and, you know, we're talking a 12-hour drive in good condition. So, you know, questionable.
Delays stem from yesterday's severe weather. Making things worse, travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown puts a strain on TSA staffing. Israel says it killed two top Iranian officials in overnight strikes. One of them was Iran's security chief. A judge has blocked Health Secretary RFK Jr.'s changes on childhood vaccine recommendations for now.
Vaccine news out of Boston. A federal judge has placed a temporary block on the administration's order to cut the number of recommended childhood vaccines. It's the latest development in a lawsuit filed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups. The decision by Judge Brian E. Murphy halts an order by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The judge says it's also likely that Kennedy violated federal procedures when he fired the entire 17-member advisory committee on immunization practices. Kennedy replaced it with a group that includes several anti-vaccine voices. HHS spokesman Anthony Nixon says they look forward to the judge's decision being overturned. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump said he believes he'll have the honor of taking Cuba. Asked by reporters at the White House yesterday if that would be a diplomatic or military move, the president said only that he can, quote, do anything he wants. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Americans support evangelism.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the most popular attractions in Rome this week is a four-lecture series on the Antichrist being given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel. He is not a theologian. He is a co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, the data mining company that works closely with the Defense Department. Some faith leaders are questioning his authority to lecture on the Antichrist. This is SRN News. If overnight or two-day delivery isn't fast enough for you, Amazon is offering even faster delivery for a fee.
Amazon says that it has started offering faster U.S. deliveries of select products for a fee. Customers in more than 2,000 areas can now get orders from among 90,000 items delivered in 3 hours. The charge is $4.99 for Amazon Prime members and $14.99 for non-members. One-hour delivery slots are also available in some areas, with Amazon Prime members paying $9.99 for the one-hour service. For non-members, it'll be $19.99 for that service. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The WNBA and its players' union met for a seventh day, with their latest negotiation session running until 3:30 this morning, but there's still no deal on a collective bargaining agreement. SRNnews.com.